On the morning of this day, which commemorates both the Last Supper and the first ordination of the priesthood, the priests of a diocese gather around their bishop at the cathedral for a chrism mass. In many vast rural dioceses like our own, this takes place a little bit earlier in the week. Ours was on Monday. It's a little bit earlier in the week to help to preserve the sanity of the priests from having to drive, say, 3 to 7 hours round trip on the first day of the Triduum. In most gatherings of diocesan priests, most of those gatherings like this are marked by an effervescent joy, even a lightheartedness. So at ordinations to the diaconate, the priesthood, clergy conferences. But the Chrism Mass is a touch different. There's a different gravity about this priestly gathering. On a human level, the many preparations for the Triduum bring an unusual air of somber focus, much to do, just a few hours left. But on a much more deeper spiritual level, this Mass holds a solemn weight and importance for every priest. For it is at this Mass, in the presence of God's people and to his bishop, that a priest renews his priestly promises. And he does so in the very place where he was ordained, the cathedral, where at one time, whether just months prior or many years ago, but at one time, that priest laid prostrate, face down on the marble, essentially declaring and promising to both God in heaven and the people of God on earth, "This is my body given up for you." There are three promises which the bishop, speaking directly to his priests at the Chrism Mass, asks them to renew. The final promise is this: "Are you resolved to be faithful stewards of the mysteries of God in the Holy Eucharist and the other liturgical rites, and to discharge faithfully the sacred office of teaching, following Christ the head and shepherd, not seeking any gain, but moved only by zeal for souls?" Moved only by zeal for souls. To which the priest responds, "I am." Then turning to the people of God, "You," the bishop continues, "as for you, dearest sons and daughters, pray for your priests, that the Lord may pour out his gifts abundantly upon them and keep them faithful as ministers of Christ the High Priest, so that they may lead you to him who is the source of salvation." My dear brothers and sisters, when a priest is named pastor, the shepherd of a parish, it's the bishop himself who comes out to install him as such. Why? Why is that necessary? Because there is a real spiritual responsibility that the bishop has, entrusted to him directly by the Holy Father, for the care of the souls in this parish and in every parish of his diocese. And when he comes to install a pastor at a parish, what the bishop is doing is he is in turn entrusting to that priest the very highest responsibility that can be given to a mere diocesan priest, that is to be a pastor, to be the priest who shepherds the people of that parish, to be the one who is directly entrusted, in other words, with the spiritual care and protection of every soul in that parish. Whether they are Catholic or not, whether they are practicing their faith or not, whether they attend their home parish or have drifted off to see to what they see to be greener pastures. Every single soul in that parish is entrusted to that priest and no other priest. And it is that priest's responsibility and charge to bring Jesus to that soul. Primarily and above all else, in the Eucharist, in all the other sacraments, and daily in prayer. And then finally, in the end, to bring that soul home to God. When a priest dies and stands before Jesus at his judgment, which each of us will do, with his life and his priesthood laid out before him, it is the care for the souls entrusted to him. Those souls entrusted to him for however much time they are entrusted to him, as a pastor or in any other office, it's their souls and none other that he will have to answer for. And in light of this, there are ordination promises that the priest again renews when he is installed as a pastor, and there are new ones that he makes during that moment. They are promises that are both beautiful and they carry a solemn weight. For in them, the priest as pastor is essentially declaring and promising to both God and to each one of you, his flock, this is my body given up for you. Good parishioners of St. Wenceslas, at the very heart of this is the Eucharist. There is a Mass that is offered for you and your family every single Sunday. It's the Mass pro populo, the Mass that every pastor must offer for their people, for their flock. And this Mass is offered for you by no other priest in town or across the globe except by your pastor. And there's a beautiful moment of grace in this Mass. If you allow me to share something personal. And it's such a consolation because as a pastor, you know, to see at the weekend Masses the faces of the people whom you've been praying for throughout the week. To see your faces is a true consolation to your pastor. And during the moment of consecration, holding the host and holding up the Eucharist, after those words, "This is my body given up for you," there's a longing to see the face of Jesus in my hands truly present there. It's a longing, and it's a longing that each of us has to truly see the face of Jesus. But the grace is this. It's of when I'm holding the Eucharist, and in particular at that Mass for the people, for all the families and parishioners of St. Wenceslas, it's a longing to see the face of Jesus, and oftentimes it's seeing in the Eucharist the faces of so many of you. And it's the faces of so many of you in your joys and your sorrows. And I want you to let this, I want you to know that this isn't like a consolation prize. Oh, I really want to see the face of Jesus, but I just get you guys instead. It's not. In fact, instead it's very much that the two are united. The two of those, everyone, they're united and they're one. The face of Jesus and your face, you. Because they're united in the body of Christ. They're one in the body of Christ. I spend each morning and each evening lifting you up in prayer. And to do so in the Eucharist each Sunday is an incredible gift beyond description. This is my body given up for you. On this Mass of the Lord's Supper, which begins the sacred Triduum and is marked by the two gifts of the priesthood and the Eucharist, as well as the mandatum that Jesus gives to us to love one another as he has loved us, I just simply want to express, everyone, how very much and truly I love you. I love you very deeply, and I know words only go so far, but where love is lived out is in sacrifice. I love being your pastor. I love serving you. I love caring for your souls. And when I tell you, individually and collectively, that I pray for you, I don't mean that lightly. And I do not take that promise lightly either. And so I ask you humbly to echo the words of the bishop at the Chrism Mass. Please pray for all priests. Pray for priests. And in a particular way, please do pray for me, your pastor. For now and in these years, I belong to you. You belong to me. We're stuck together. But just as the people of God of a parish are entrusted to their pastor, so the pastor is entrusted to you. The pastor is entrusted to you, his flock, and is dependent. I'm dependent in a humble and a beautiful way upon your prayers, upon your care, and upon your love. And I want to close with a poem written by a Dominican priest, Father Henri Lacordaire, and it's on the priesthood of Jesus Christ. It's called, "Thou Art a Priest Forever." To live in the midst of the world with no desire for its pleasure. To be a member of every family, yet to belong to none. To share in all suffering, to penetrate all secrets, to heal all wounds, to go daily from men to God, to offer him their petitions, and to return from God to men, to offer them his hope. To have a heart of fire for charity and a heart of bronze for chastity. To bless and be blessed forever. O God, what a life, and it is yours, O priest of Jesus Christ.